Thanks to detective work by a PhD student, the skull of an Indigenous man is returning to his people more than a century and a half after a grave robber took it in the name of pseudoscience. Archibald Hamilton was the so-called scientist who stole the skull of an Aboriginal man given the name of Jim Crow. He used it as an example in his travelling roadshow of phrenology, a 19th century craze which is now dismissed as crackpot science. Representatives of the Wanneroo people have travelled from New South Wales to Melbourne to receive the man's skull and take it home. Simon Lauder reports.
Alexandra Roginski is doing a PhD on the history of phrenology. 2 years ago, she was doing research at Museum Victoria, looking through a mysterious collection of human remains which had been on the shelves there for more than 120 years, since being donated by the widow of phrenologist Archibald Hamilton. Among the collection was a skull.
The label that had been pasted on said Jim Crow Aboriginal executed at, and originally it had said Maitland, but that had actually eroded away. So all that was visible of the place name was land. So it meant that earlier research work had been looking for Jim Crows around Portland in Victoria, being Museum Victoria. And also Jim Crow was an incredibly common name for Aboriginal men. It was a common alias for criminals.
That wasn't much to go on, but she found a newspaper article from 1862, which detailed a lecture by Hamilton where he displayed Jim Crow's head. Jim Crow had been hanged for rape at Maitland Jail in 1860. As a phrenologist, Hamilton believed a person's character could be known by examining their head. Today, phrenology is discredited.
It was a huge popular practice.
Alexandra Roginski's work has allowed the museum to track down descendants of the Wanneroo people Jim Crow belonged to. One of those descendants is Tom Miller.
Up in New South Wales, in the Hunter Valley, on the Wanneroo country. He's finally coming back home to rest where he should be.
Museum Victoria has returned the remains of 1,500 people in Australia and even in New Zealand in recent decades. CEO Dr. Patrick Green says there's still much work to do.
We will be very, very pleased when the very last set of human remains goes back to the people. But it's going to get more difficult as the efforts to bring people back from overseas proceed. In that often the amount of documentation is very, very minimal.
Tomorrow morning, the skull will be handed over at a ceremony at Melbourne Museum. Dr. Green will deliver an apology.
I apologise for the actions of the museum in the past that would now be considered completely unacceptable, and that we take responsibility for what happened in the past, and that we say sorry for that, and that we will endeavour, and we do endeavour, to right the wrongs of the past.
James Wilson Miller will be there to receive the skull.
Doesn't have to wait till tomorrow morning to be emotional for me. I've been emotional since I first saw him today, and I touched him, and that sent waves of emotions and feelings with inside me. Of course, with Uncle Tom's permission, I did actually hold him. We had him smoked, putting the smoke all around us to cleanse him, to take aspects of the museum out of him that we really want to have out of him, because when Uncle Tom takes him home, he'll be a free spirit, cleansed with that part of his journey. Over and done with now. The next part of his journey will be to be interred in his own land.
Wanneroo man James Wilson Miller speaking to Simon Lauder.